from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. U.S. warplanes fly over South Korea. A long-range U.S. military bomber flew over South Korea today in an apparent response to North Korea over its latest nuclear weapons test. The B-52 bomber, which is capable of carrying nuclear weapons, was seen flying over Osan Air Base, located 72 kilometers south of the border that separates the two Koreas, before heading back to its home base on nearby Guam. The bomber was accompanied by two fighter planes from the U.S. and South Korea. U.S. Navy Admiral Harry B. Harris, Jr., the commander of the U.S. Pacific Command, issued a statement calling the flight a demonstration of the ironclad U.S. commitment to allies South Korea, Japan, and to the defense of the American homeland. Today's flight of the B-52 came hours after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un defended last Wednesday's test of an alleged hydrogen bomb as the legitimate right of a sovereign state and a fair action. U.S. actor Sean Penn is sharing a talk he held with legendary Mexican drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman in Mexico months before his capture. Penn described Guzman as unapologetic about selling drugs in an interview posted on Rolling Stone magazine's website last Saturday, a day after El Chapo was recaptured for a second time by Mexican authorities. Juan Pablo Badillo is Guzman's attorney.
No debe ser extraditado a los Estados Unidos ni a ningún otro país extranjero. ¿Por qué razón? Porque en México hay leyes.
He says Guzman should not be extradited to the United States or any other nation because in Mexico there are laws based on a fair constitution. He says Mexico's national sovereignty must be respected. From Washington, this is VOA News. Egypt held an opening session of parliament today, the chamber's first session in more than 3 years. The assembly has 15 days to ratify hundreds of executive decrees issued by President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, or the laws will be repealed. Egypt has not had a parliament since 2012, when a court dissolved the democratically elected legislature that had been dominated by the Muslim Brotherhood of the country's former president, Mohamed Morsi. An Egyptian affiliate of Islamic State group says it carried out an armed attack Saturday that killed members of security forces on their way to work on the outskirts of Cairo. The gunmen, targeting a car carrying a police officer and a soldier in Egypt's Giza province, German tourist Barbara Wolf described the scene to an Associated Press reporter.
There was many policemen around, and we saw a dead person on the floor. He was half naked, only the bath trousers he had on, and the other man next to him, he screamed of pains, but nobody did anything.
In a separate attack earlier, knife-wielding militants stabbed three tourists dining at a hotel in a Red Sea resort. Kurdish workers in northern Iraq are digging trenches in areas bordering territory held by the Islamic State. Kurdish authorities say the trenches are being dug for security reasons, but some Iraqis claim the action is aimed at establishing a regional border. Robert Rafael reports.
The Kurdish regional government is planning a big dig, a trench nearly 1,000 kilometers long, stretching from northern Mosul south to Diyala. The Kurdish Peshmerga commander in Kirkuk, General Murad Mohammed, told VOA areas newly liberated from Islamic State have to keep up their defenses.
This trench will protect the area from Daesh, who want to invade Kurdistan.
The bulldozers are digging a ditch 3 meters wide and just as deep, large enough to prevent one of the militants' deadliest weapons. The head of the Iraqi Parliament's Defense Committee told VOA his government is suspicious of the Peshmerga's intentions. He said trenches are not necessary for security and instead believes the dig is aimed at separating Kurdish territory from the rest of Iraq. Reporting for Dilshad Anwar, this is Robert Rafael, VOA News.
Thousands of people gathered in Paris today to mark the anniversary of jihadist gunmen attacks on the satirical Charlie Hebdo magazine and a Jewish supermarket last January that killed 17 people. It also remembered the attacks in November when Muslim extremists killed 130 people at several locations across France's capital city. Since then, France has declared a state of emergency and closed three mosques thought to have been radicalizing their members. The French president and the mayor of Paris attended the ceremonies today and unveiled a plaque in memory of the victims of the attacks. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.